Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
Watching his life be taken in the same manner, echoing nearly the same words of Eric Garner more than 5 years ago, "I can't breathe," is a tragic reminder that this was not an isolated incident, but a part of an ingrained systemic cycle of injustice that still exists in this country.
Former Vice President Joe Biden yesterday condemned the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis earlier this week, while protests continue demanding justice for Floyd's family.
And I don't think we can move forward unless we take aggressive action to rip out the insidious race-based inequalities that corrupt every part of our society.
It was yet another deadly encounter between police and an unarmed black man. This time, the four officers involved were fired, but Floyd's family, advocates, and many politicians say that's not enough. President Donald Trump called it a very sad event. He declined to say whether he thinks the officers should be charged, saying he'll get a briefing on the case today. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker emphasized it's part of a pattern. Hundreds of black men are killed by police every year.
And we need to take the concerted actions to hold people accountable. In this specific case, these officers, we just saw live on the videotape a murder.
Booker ended his presidential campaign earlier this year and endorsed Biden. The governor of Booker's neighboring state, Pennsylvania's Tom Wolf, joined Biden for a virtual discussion yesterday. Pennsylvania is one of 8 states with primaries next Tuesday and a swing state that Trump won in 2016. It will be Pennsylvania's first election without requiring an excuse to vote absentee. Paige Cognetti is the mayor of Scranton, Biden's hometown. An independent, she says, even though mail-in ballots are secure, fear is pushing the false narrative, questioning the process, and change is never easy.
Now we're getting some questions. Does my vote count? Isn't, you know, mail-in voting fraudulent? And now we're really starting to see, you know, why it's so important that we get the education out to voters now as we approach the general election in November.
Yesterday, after Twitter for the first time tagged a couple of the president's anti-mail-in tweets as misinformation, Trump threatened to either heavily regulate or even take down social media platforms. In the past, he said Republicans wouldn't be able to win if vote-by-mail was the standard, despite studies showing it benefits neither party. While the aim is to stop misinformation, Professor Daniel Kreese of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, says he's not sure that big tech companies themselves should have that much control.
Do we really want to give very powerful and accountable companies even more power to decide what's true and what's false? I don't think that's the best solution either.
Kreese says Twitter's outright ban last year of what they determined to be political ads has lots of unintended consequences, mostly negative.
Donald Trump never needs to pay for an ad on Twitter because he has millions and millions of followers, and that will reward anything that he posts organically. Meanwhile, if you're Joe Biden and you wanted to reach the same people on Twitter, like, there's just no feasible way that you'd be able to do it.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.